I'm here with Nicholas Lovell, who's just given a talk and a couple of workshops. One long masterclass, in fact, at Digital 2011. And I just wanted to know how you're getting on, how your day has been, and what you've got out of the day yourself, Nicholas.
It's been really interesting to have such a different group of people. I normally talk to 75-80% games people. Here we've had people from the music industry, from the arts and museum type kind of businesses, from digital agencies, and some games people as well, being in Scotland. So having those different people, some of whom really understand traditional games, some of whom really understand the web, some of whom understand much more art and or digital segments, coming together and trying to get them to see how the landscape has changed. It's no longer so... You no longer need $10 million to make a game. You can make a game much more cheaply. You can reach an audience. You can make money from a small audience and only a subset of them are paying, and you can still make a good business. It's been really nice to see how excited people have been about that opportunity.
And so what do you need if you don't need lots of money?
You need a game that keeps people coming back. I mean, so you need a good game, but the definition of good is a very subjective one. And for a social game, what I'm looking for is a game which is enjoyable and engaging and all those things which you'd expect, but which also gives people a reason to want to and enjoy coming back regularly. That's giving them value. It's giving them a sense of progress and enjoyment. It's also, from the financial point of view, much easier to persuade people to fork over money for something they've been enjoying for time, rather than the old model, which goes, here it is, pay $40, take it or leave it.
And obviously there's been lots of different people here today, as you have mentioned. Have you actually learned anything, or you know, what has really inspired you about today exactly?
So, I mean, any time you do something like this, you learn, because you have people asking questions which force you to think. So we've had questions about how do you square the virtual goods model with the opportunity for people to spend hundreds of dollars in a game with children, which comes up often, but it's always helpful to revisit that aspect. My simple answer is you don't. You try and make sure that you never get children in a position where they're going to spend money which their parents don't expect them to spend. It's also been really good with people asking about how certain genres of game, I mean, this is very specific to the games industry, there are certain genres of game translates, how you can make those social. And it's been interesting to think that there's still, slightly separately, there's still questions about how you raise money for these kind of businesses. It isn't easy, and frankly, I would assume you can't, and try and get to revenue first. There's still quite a lot of people whose thought process is, I'll have an idea and pitch it around. And I think we've moved from that. Actually, pitching and launching should be basically the same process.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much for chatting to me just now, and I hope you have a very safe journey home. I hear you're just about to zoom off
back to London for another, a full day one of these tomorrow. So thank you very much.
Brilliant. Thanks, Nicholas.
That's okay.